to the second GoodChatting.com National Novel Writing Month podcast. My name is Julie Martin, and I am the network administrator here at GoodChatting.com. Today is November the 7th. Actually, it's November the 6th, but I'm only going to release this on Saturday the 7th. So by the end of today, local time, you should have 11,669 words. How many people are at that point? Because I don't know if I am. I kind of hope I am. But I know I'm not there yet. But hopefully by the end of Saturday I will be. Anyway, so welcome to podcast number two. I wanted to apologize right off the bat for some downtime that we've experienced this last week. I don't know what it is, but some people, most people, experienced some connection issues over the last week that lasted anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes each, maybe even a half an hour in some cases. And the thing is that the server that we're on was fine. I mean, the uptime was still going. It means that the server wasn't rebooted, but there was definitely some connection issues going on. At some points in time, parts of North America couldn't connect, parts of Australia couldn't connect, parts of Europe couldn't connect, so it was really varied, and I don't really know what the issue was. Hopefully we'll have a much more stable week to come, which of course follows a 4.5 hour downtime on Thursday night into Friday morning. At about 11 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday night, the server went down, and it didn't come back up until 3:30 in the morning. Originally, we thought it was those same sort of routing issues, just a prolonged version thereof, But no, the server was actually brought down and rebooted. So for all we know, there was power failure, there was maintenance, maybe an upgrade. I don't really know the story. My contact has not yet written me back. So anyways, enough with all the technical crap. I'm boring you non-geeks to death, and I certainly apologize for that as well. Let's move on to week two, or podcast number two. Originally, I really wanted to get a hold of Curiosity and Courtney and try to organize things so that we could have a sort of a chat with them or other ops or whatever, but life is a little bit hectic. 50,000 word novel to write, you know. And our schedules are kind of incompatible at this point. But I will hopefully get a hold of Curiosity or Courtney or both or other ops like Jude, Zmolder. I don't even know if that's how he pronounces it. Anyone else. I owe huge shout out, by the way, to TMH. Hugs, TMH. Because I left him off of my shout outs last week. I don't really have a lot of other shout outs. I was just randomly listing people I've been chatting with for years, and I inadvertently forgot TMH. So, TMH, I'm really sorry. And hopefully, you will forgive me. So I'd like to have some sort of guest, people next time, and maybe we can have a sort of a group discussion or something, and, let you guys all hear that, because that would be exciting, right? Anyway, we had a few submissions this week for our Ferret Challenge. That's right, the GoodChatting.com National Novel Writing Month podcast Ferret Challenge. We had four entries, and I'll be reading those shortly, and then I will be, of course, giving you a new challenge, because it's a new week, and you guys need a new prompt, right? Because at this point, to get to 11,669 words and beyond, like, for Sunday you've got to get 13,336, for Monday it's 15,000 people, 15,000 words, that's a lot of words, and by this point next week, you're going to be at 23,338, so like, obviously, we need to pad the word count. We need a writing challenge. So that's what we're going to do a little bit later on. I also just wanted to point out that, if you're new to the room, or even if you're not new to the room, but you're kind of unfamiliar with Battle Jesus, our wonderful, awesome bot that Jude coded by hand from scratch, we love him, and we love Jude too. I wrote a guide. So you can check that out at www.goodchatting.com/articles/BJ guide. And as usual, this URL will be at the podcast site. So strap yourselves in, folks. Here we go. So last week in our very first podcast, I set forth a challenge to all my fellow NaNoWriMoers. And that challenge was to somehow, some way, incorporate a ferret into your story. Now, I have to admit, I have not found the perfect place to insert a ferret into my story. But he will be named Maurice, and he may be psychic. But we're not there yet. However, many of you already have found a spot to insert that ferret and meet the challenge. So I'm going to, as promised, read some of the entries that we received. The first one is from chatroom regular Ixie. I flicked the TV on to see what was on. It appeared to be ferrets. The ferrets were bumbling about, jumping up and down and around about, chasing after each other's tails, chasing after their own tails, and, well, just chasing. I remember one time when Anthony wanted a ferret. I don't know how he came up with it. I guess he always was the eccentric one of the two of us. I think having ferrets as pets is a cruel thing to do because they are living creatures. Mind you, so are dogs, and I do not have a problem with them for pets. So that was Ixie. Thanks so much for your submission, Ixie. Much appreciated. And our second ferret challenge submission today is from Cody, also a regular in the chat room, who says that her ferret is named Becca after another chat room regular. Oh wow, it's Becca. So, here we go. A jingling sound snapped him back to reality just in time to see a dark streak shoot past him and down the hallway. Becca! Get back here, you furry little bugger! I know you have my keys again! I need them! The facetious ferret had his keys in her mouth and was hiding under the bed, chittering as Oscar tried to reach her. Swiping his hand, he caught only the barest touch of fur against his fingertips. Sighing in exasperation, he reached into his basket of pet supplies and grabbed the can of treats. Shaking it tantalizingly, the small creature tentatively crept forward. Dragging the keys slowly along with her, he grabbed them quickly and gave the animal a couple of the treats before putting her back inside her cage. "You know better than to escape, you little rascal. You're lucky I keep you. Luckily for you, you're only marginally better company than a woman or a dog. You don't bitch as often as a woman, and you don't slobber as much as a dog. But you still steal my shit, just like both of them do. Why do I keep you?" Oscar chastised the ferret, who just looked up at him with watery eyes and curled up. Looking at him upside down, she chattered at him questioningly. Oscar wandered out the door, heading towards work and grumbling about adorable animals. Thanks so much for your submission, Cody. Our third ferret challenge submission comes to us from Hollow, and I've got to say I'm not sure if I can say this without cracking up, so please bear with me. Here we go. As day turned to night, Mike regaled to her tales of her father's prowess and sheer stupidity, as well as a fair share of his own. One of her favorite tales was the time Mike and her father borrowed the neighbor's pet ferret and hot glued a pair of spotted panties to it, subsequently returning it to its proper owner. They stuck around only long enough to hear the old woman's horrified screams and sobs. Great entry, Hollow. Thanks so much for sharing. And our fourth ferret challenge submission comes to us from Sigafoos. Questions now. A woman. Was her name Rose? A mixture of forgetfulness and apathy prevented him from remembering the names of all but a handful of survivors. Stood up to address the council. It seemed much less threatening when you didn't capitalize it. She was holding a ferret, alternately cradling it like the surrogate child it no doubt was, and allowing it to encircle her neck like a living fur scarf, which would have seemed grotesque if the thing hadn't been so small as to make laughably bad insulation. He would have actually laughed at the thought, despite the faux pas that it would have created, if the little rodent's presence didn't infuriate him. He was all for quality of life and all that here in the miserable, largely lightless dungeons of the campus, but keeping a pet seemed downright irresponsible. The tube rat, that's what he had heard ferrets described as once, tube rats, and he found it suitably descriptive and mean-spirited, required food. At this point, no edible food was too disgusting for him. John had eaten dog food already, foraged from the pantry of some neighbor over the summer, and he fully expected to do it again. Did ferrets eat pellets? He'd eat the pellets. He'd eat the ferret. Thanks so much, Sigafoos. Much appreciated. And our fifth and final ferret challenge submission comes to us from Tolervo in the chat room. A ferret darted down the stairs, came to a halt, popped up onto its back legs, and stared at them. Well, aren't you having fun? Are you complete morons, or just practicing for some kind of international moron competition? The tie-dye police are going to be here any second. How did they get here? Dupont snarled, from where he sat in a chair next to the nacho lady. The same way they usually get anywhere. Look, never mind, I'm out of here. The ferret disappeared into the darker corners of the basement. Katie and Janos blinked at each other. So once again, a big thank you to all those who submitted entries for the GoodChatting.com National Novel Writing Month Podcast Ferret Challenge. Good God, people, we need a new name. If you would like to name this podcast, please, please send in your suggestions to podcast@goodchatting.com. My lungs can't take this much longer. So as I sat down to record today's podcast, I was thinking about, you know, getting to read all of these fun ferret challenge entries. And then I thought, whoa, hey, ferret challenge is done. What comes next? We need another challenge. And then my next thought was, holy crap, I don't have a second idea. This could be poor. So let me walk you through my thought process here, because maybe it'll spark something in your imagination. You'll be able to use that as well as the challenge in order to, you know, increase that word count. We got to get to quota. So, the first thing I thought was that I wanted to stay away from animals. Now, it's true, right? Animals have all kinds of great uses in stories. You can use them as significant plot points, details, you know, describing how your dog catches a ball. You know, it's all good stuff for a novel, especially a nano novel. And, like, my main character, she's got a dog named Munchkin, FYI. You know, despite all that, I really wanted to move away from the animals because we just used a ferret. So let's move on. Then I thought, well, let's see, what else could we do? We could use the environment. That's a great plan. And I thought about the environment for a second. And I don't mean, like, you know, recycling and stuff. I mean, like, the out of doors. So I thought about it, and then all of a sudden it struck me. It was a dark and stormy night. And then I'm like, that's a great line. That is an epic, classic line. You write that and you can do anything. And then it dawned on me that that's not very challenging at all. Inserting the line, it was a dark and stormy night somewhere in your nano, that's not remotely challenging at all. So I threw that out the window. And then I started thinking about all my past nanos. Now, this is my 8th attempt at doing National Novel Writing Month, having won just the once in 2003. I am not somebody that you really want to maybe take lessons from, but I did remember this one amazing evening where I wrote a stupid amount of words, and part of it was due to a 600-word diatribe / discussion among five of my characters, all talking about one thing: Alex Trebek's mustache. You see, I'm Canadian, and as such, I get to see American television shows. And there is this great American quiz show called Jeopardy, and it's hosted by a man named Alex Trebek. And through the 80s and the 90s, the man had a mustache. And then one day, I tune into the show, and dude doesn't have a mustache anymore. And I'm like, oh my god, dude, what is going on? What is up with that? And I was kind of horrified, to be quite honest. So I had five of my characters discussing pros and cons of mustached Trebek and non-mustached Trebek. I'm not joking. Like 600 words. Maybe close to 700. It was kind of scary, but it flowed. It went. It worked. And it got me to quota. So that's your challenge for this week, nanoers. You need to write about Alex Trebek and his mustache. Somehow, some way, somewhere in your novel. And if you don't know who Alex Trebek is, I'll cut you a little slack. You can replace Alex Trebek with anyone with a mustache, so you can debate pros and cons of someone's new facial hair, or, you know, their opinions on whether or not they should radically change their facial hair appearance, something like that. The only catch is it has to be a mustache, not a beard, not a goatee, nothing like that. It's got to be a full-on mustache. So what are you waiting for, guys? Get into your word processors and start writing about some dude in their mustache. And then send me a couple of paragraphs about it. Please no more than a couple of paragraphs, because then this would get really, really long. Like, if you get 6 pages or so about Alex Trebek or some dude and their mustache, I want to hear about it, because that is a lot of words. But I can't read 6 pages in the podcast. It's just not going to fit. But I do want to hear about it. But send me a couple of paragraphs to podcast@goodchatting.com, and please include your chat room name so I know who to credit. And as with the Farrah Challenge, I'm not going to steal your mustache story. I already had my own mustache story. I'm not going to include it in my own Nano this year. So feel free to just send it along. Apart from that, I had one other piece of chat room business to discuss, and that is the use of the pick, prompt, and twist commands. Chat room regulars will realize that Battle Jesus no longer responds to these commands in public. That's because we had to disable it last week, because so many people were constantly trying to use pick, prompt, or twist that it was really getting annoying, not just for us, but, like, the ops, but for everyone in the chat room. When you've got, like, 150 people in the chat room, and, you know, 15, 20 people are doing those commands every couple minutes, it really adds up, and it makes the room an unpleasant place to be. And honestly, that's where all of these rules that seem arbitrary, that's where it comes from. It comes from making the room a better place to be for everyone. It's not just you and the couple people you chat with. It's not just me and the couple people I chat with. It's the entire room that we have to take into consideration. So, having said that, you can still use pick, prompt, or twist in private messages with Battle Jesus. Just double-click on his name and then type in !twist. Or !prompt, or !pick. Should I continue this podcast forever? Let's end it now before people stop listening. Those would be my personal choices right now. So that's about it, really. Please note that regional chat rooms are not affected by these limitations on Battle Jesus, and that we also hope to re-implement the channel quote feature at some point, although no promises. And that just about wraps up this second podcast, the GoodChatting.com National Novel Writing Month podcast 2. We really do need a new name, so podcast@goodchatting.com if you have any suggestions. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will let you go and do your best to get to 11,669 words by midnight tonight, 13,336 words by midnight tomorrow, and 15,003 words by midnight on Monday. Have a good week, Nanoers. Good luck, and I will see you.